the processional hymn 52, Christ Whose Glory Fills the Skies. Welcome to our service, and as we meet in worship this morning, we are deeply conscious that one of our most faithful and loyal parishioners, as well as a very good friend to many, has passed. We give thanks for all that was good and true in the life of Bert Carlyle. And we extend our deep sympathy to his dear wife Ruth, to his siblings and his extended family at this sad time. And as a mark of our respect for Bert, we will remain standing in a minute's silence as we reflect on what he meant to us, what he meant to the Lord whom he served so faithfully, and what he meant to us who belong to this parish. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for every memory of Bert. And we ask you to give all those who mourn him grace to meet the days to come with steadfastness and patience, not sorrowing as those without hope, but in thankful remembrance of your goodness in past years and of a joyful reunion in heaven. We ask this through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our service follows the order of morning prayer and the litany, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. The Lord be with you. The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. We sing a metrical version of the Canticle Vanity from the hymn book, number 687, 687, verses 1 and 2, Come, let us praise the Lord.
Come, let us praise the Lord.
from the prayer book. The psalm appointed for this morning is number 81, verses 1 and verses 10 to 16, which we shall say by alternate half verses. Page 686, Psalm 81. Sing merrily to God our strength.
Shout for joy to the God of Jacob.
Verse 10. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt.
Open your mouth wide and I shall hear.
But my people would not hear my voice.
And they surely would not obey.
So I sent them away in the stubbornness of their hearts.
And let them walk out.
Oh, that my God would listen to me. Then I should soon put down their enemies. Those who hate the Lord would be humbled before him. But Israel would I feed with the finest wheat. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured, as though yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember, you leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of the lips that confess. That confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. For such sacrifices are pleasing to God. A metrical version of the Urbs Fortitudinis from Thanks and Praise, number 210. A city strong we claim as ours.
City strong, we claim as ours.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you were invited, go and sit at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." From the hymn book, 694, Glory, Honor, Endless Praises. From the prayer book, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 112. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the King. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. O God, you declare your almighty power most chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant to us such a measure of your grace that we, running the way of your commandments, may receive your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasure through Jesus Christ our Lord. We join together in the first and second collects at morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From Thanks and Praise, number 80, King of Kings, Majesty.
75. Let us pray. God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth. God the Son, Redeemer of the world. God the Holy Spirit, Giver of life.
Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons in one God. Save us, good Lord, from all sin and wickedness, from pride, hypocrisy, and conceit, from envy, hatred, and malice, and all uncharitableness, from sins of thought, word, and deed, from the lusts of the flesh, from the deceits of the world, and the snares of the devil, from fire, storm, and flood, from disease, pestilence, and want, from war and murder, and from dying unprepared, from all false doctrine, from hardness of heart, from contempt of your word and commandment, and from the evil of schism. In times of sorrow and in times of joy, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment. Save us, Lord Christ, by the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your birth, childhood, and obedience, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your ministry in word and work, by your mighty acts of power, and by your preaching of the kingdom, by your agony and trial, by your cross and passion, and by your precious death and burial, by your mighty resurrection, by your glorious ascension, and by your sending of the Holy Spirit. Hear us, good Lord. Govern and direct your holy church. Fill it with love and truth, and grant it that unity which is your will. Give your church courage to preach the gospel and to make disciples of all nations. Give knowledge and understanding to bishops, priests, and deacons, that by their life and teaching they may proclaim your word. Give to all people grace to receive your word and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Bring all who are erred and are deceived into the way of truth. Guard and bless our rulers, especially Charles, our King, the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, the First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, the Deputy First Minister, Emma Pengele, and grant that they may trust in you and seek your honour and glory. Bless our country and give grace, wisdom, and understanding to all in authority. Bless the European nations and draw us closer to one another in justice and freedom. Bless those who administer the law, that they may uphold justice in honesty and truth. Bless and keep all who maintain peace and safety. Give to all nations unity, peace, and concord. Strengthen the faithful, comfort and help the faint-hearted. Raise up those who fall, and drive out all evil. Support and encourage all who are in poverty, unemployment, or distress. Protect those whose work is dangerous, and keep in safety all who travel. Keep fathers, mothers, and children united in their family life and give them wisdom and strength in times of stress. Heal the sick, care for the old and lonely, and comfort the bereaved. Remember the poor who long to hear good news. Give us the will to strengthen them through acts of generous love. Show your pity on victims of strife, on the homeless and the hungry, on prisoners and on all who live in fear. Forgive our enemies, persecutors and slanderers, and turn their hearts. Guide and direct all who influence others through the written or the spoken word, and inspire all who serve mankind in science, industry, and art. Bless and keep all your people. Teach us to use the resources of the earth to your glory, that all may share in your goodness and praise you for your loving kindness. Savior of the world, forgive our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may amend our lives according to your holy word and share with all your people the joys of your eternal kingdom. Jesus, Lamb of God, Jesus, bearer of our sins, Jesus, Redeemer of the world. Today, Sunday the 31st of August, marks the 28th anniversary of the death of Diana, Princess of Wales. The hymn we are about to sing was one of her favourites, sung at her wedding and her funeral. On the sheet provided, I vow to thee, my country, all earthly things above.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I believe many of us will remember where we were or what we were doing when we heard the tragic news on this day 28 years ago of the death of Princess Diana. Like today, it was a Sunday morning. I was getting ready to leave for church. I hadn't heard the news that morning on radio, and only that one of my sisters phoned me asking, had I heard, I would have come to church totally unaware of the dramatic events that had happened in Paris. And I expect even those who were children at that time will remember that brief moment. And as the television coverage unfolded throughout the day, we may recall images of a crashed car, a coffin draped with the royal standard, carried in silence and with great dignity by men of the Royal Air Force. And then we will recall pictures of the Princess of Wales in life, a devoted mother, herself hugging children, holding the hands of an AIDS victim or a person suffering from leprosy. We will perhaps be able to call to mind her wearing of a flak jacket in a minefield. We will have a picture of her elegance, her shy, beguiling smile, her energy and enthusiasm, and a sense of humor. However, when a nation spontaneously pours out its emotion and is in united grief and respect, when individuals come in their thousands simply to be there and to offer flowers, then we need to stop and think and take time to ask ourselves what is going on, as many did ask themselves at the time. And this is what we do this morning. We all feel a sense of deep sadness at the death of a young mother. Here with the Princess of Wales, that sadness was and is made more intense. We tend, perhaps, to think more of the beautiful than the not-so-good-looking ones, and hers was a legendary beauty combined with royalty and glamour. And yet, in spite of all this, she was accessible, literally, to millions. She had an ability to give of herself, especially to those who were suffering or shunned or who had become forgotten victims, for she too was in many ways a victim, treated badly, and she learned not to be afraid to expose her own pain and vulnerability to the world. In her death, something precious was lost, something of beauty which perhaps we took for granted and did not treasure so deeply until she was taken from us. Some people have said they had mixed emotions about Diana in life, and yet have said that they did not know until later how deeply they really cared. Those who attributed the national grief to media hype perhaps missed the point, that even the media failed to realize the weight of public support, the love and affection for her. We witnessed the death of a person who crossed the divides between rich and poor, the powerful and the powerless. This was a woman of passion for people who, through her caring, won public support. She is remembered not just for who she was, but for what she stood for. She was a symbol of something which we believed in, not a plaster saint, but somebody human like us, a people's princess. Public tributes, of course, began almost immediately from such internationally respected figures as Mother Teresa, who said that Diana was like a daughter to her, Bill Clinton, the then President of the United States, and Nelson Mandela, the then President of South Africa. Yet ordinary folk, too, were prepared to wait for hours to sign books of condolence, placing millions of floral tributes to a woman who sadly never knew how much she had achieved her ambition to become a queen of people's hearts. I'm sure you will recall the words of the royal wedding. This is the stuff of which fairy tales are made. But for Diana, and indeed all of the royal family, reality kept breaking into the golden light that surrounds fairy stories. The reality of relentless photographs, the reality of a marriage breakdown and divorce, and then the final reality of all, death. It has been the particular revelation and insight of Christianity that God has never been far away from us in our suffering. He does not desire the death of any one of his children. But that we should know the strength of his love for us forever. Jesus Christ, too, lived a life of suffering, even to death on a cross. God contains himself in the wounds of all humanity, the aching loss of bereavement, the grief of individuals, and the sorrow of nations. He holds all of that in love so that suffering is eased, tears are wiped away, and death is defeated. A God who suffers with us and for us, and then brings healing and new life. This is the God in whom Christians believe. What we are called on as a nation to do now is to pray with all our hearts for the Princess William and Harry and all the royal family, and for Diana's family, that they may still know our sorrow and compassion, and also the sorrow and compassion of God himself. We must remember also Dodi Fayed's family and the chauffeur's family and all involved in grief over many years, that they too may know that divine strength and comfort are with them. Our tribute, personally and as a nation, should be not only to acknowledge our sense of loss, but to strive to increase our compassion, both for charitable causes for which the princess worked, and for others which equally deserve our care, so that as a nation we can become, even in sorrow, a deeply compassionate society. We too must be willing to show her bravery, her willingness to face governments and challenge prejudices, knowing that to do nothing in the face of human suffering is to enable that suffering to continue. And today, through prayer and through offering our sorrow to God privately and our communal worship, we may discover that strength and peace and new life promised by God, who always and without fail brings light even out of the most appalling darkness. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe, as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion, from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn 666. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side.
Patiently, the cries of grief.
to God's gracious mercy and protection, we commit you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his perfect peace, this day and always. This afternoon, from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, the family of the late Bert Carlyle will be present at Douglas's funeral home in Ballinahinch, and anyone who wishes to call and pay their respects will be welcome. Bert's funeral will take place in this church on Tuesday of this week at 12 noon. Tomorrow night, Monday, there will be a meeting of the Select Vestry in the hall at 7:30. On Thursday evening, choir practice in church at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, the 12th Sunday after Trinity, parish communion at 10 o'clock. And from 10 o'clock to 11:15, the JAM group, Jesus and Me group for young people, resumes in the parochial hall following the summer break. Looking a bit farther ahead, this year marks the 20th anniversary of the Larchfield Community Development Association. There will be a family fun day, vintage rally, and road runs on Saturday, the 13th of September, from 10:30 a.m. Classic cars and motorcycles, vintage and modern tractors, threshing and baling, children's activities, model farm, Wood Turner, Harry Ferguson Memorial Pipe Band will be playing, and other activities besides. Do come and enjoy what is certain to be a wonderful day. The only thing the association can't advertise is the weather, but we'll hope for the best, and hot and cold food will be served all day. There has been work taking place over the summer in the parochial hall. We do need to clean up and tidy up following or in advance of Tuesday's funeral, because there are refreshments to be served there. Could I ask select vestry members present and anybody else who would be willing to help with that, because it is quite a job, if we could just meet briefly following the service and make an arrangement to do this important work. The recessional hymn 553, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Thank you. The Lord be with you. Let us bless the Lord.
Amen.